Onions and garlic. There's a little bit of yogurt. That's the thing to add, a tiny bit of yogurt and tomato paste to it. Well, I'll send you the recipes anyway, but it's it'll be good.
I mean, I forward the recipes on tonight. I showed your menu to my wife last, and they're all like, how can I get in on this action? Can I come down?
I know. Yeah, well, we're going to cook three of the curries tonight, and we'll do the parathas as well. So we've made a stack of them here. We've made some bread already, but we'll make some more in a minute. And you can all have a go at rolling your own, and you can fry them up yourself.
Roll your own again.
Yeah. The type of meal we're going to have as well, like, because there's so many dishes, that's actually very, very traditional Indian as well. It's the Thali style of dish. So you have, the Thali looks quite like this. So it's a flat plate like that, a steel plate, with lots of little bowls. And in each bowl would be a different type of curry. And then there'd be a couple of different types of breads. And that'd be quite traditional, like, for a Thali style meal to be had. So when I was growing up, Mum would have made like three curries for the night, and like rice and bread and that. Now, I don't do that. I make one if I'm lucky, and maybe a bit of bread, and that's it. But that'd be quite traditional. So that's hence the reason for doing quite a number of dishes as well, because that would be pretty good. Now, there's no such thing as curry, right? In India, we don't use the term curry. These are curry leaves. You can have a look at those and smell them. If you rub them, they have a bit of smell of them. So those are curry leaves. That's actually what curry is. We would call it masala. So there's two types of masalas that we make in India. One is a paste, and the paste is what you make a vindaloo from, which is in the oven. So the vindaloo, you make a paste first, fry the paste. From Marina, that was it. The rest of them are dry masala, so we use dry masala mixes. So most of these other ones are all dry masala, are made from dry masalas. The fish that we're going to do is going to have just a turmeric and salt masala rub, and that's it, and then cooked in coconut milk. So they're pretty basic, but the vindaloo is slightly different than a normal vindaloo, because we didn't get cubed pork, we got ground pork, so we made meatballs out of them. So it's a pork meatball vindaloo. But it's the same sauce, same stuff, isn't it? So it's the same thing. So it should taste quite like vindaloo. It shouldn't be any, and it's quite hot. I've tasted it already. So the flavours in Indian cookery is actually based around sort of six flavours that are based around Ayurveda. So they're Ayurvedic flavours, or based in Ayurveda rather. They're sour, salty, sweet, pungent, astringent, and something else. I can't remember the last one. Astringent, yeah, and pungent. So chaat masala, which is on that. I've put chaat masala on the carrot salad. There's black salt in that, which makes it really kind of very pungent. It's kind of got a bit of a strong flavour to it. Sorry?
Pungent would be smelly, yeah?
Smelly a bit, yeah, I suppose. But it's very strong, like, and astringent and bitter. Bitter is the other one. That's the other one. Which we're not cooking any. We're not cooking anything with very lot of bitterness in it. But there is. If you look in that, this seed here. No. This one, the little brown ones in there, they're fenugreek. And fenugreek is quite bitter. That's in, actually, this curry, in the avial. But you toast it first. So all dry spices and whole spices are toasted first at the beginning of any curry that you make. So you'll see, we'll do that. And once you do that, it kind of releases all of the good essential oils out of it, and you get all the nice flavours and aroma out of it. And then you throw in your onions and your garlic first. So that's the first thing. The base of any curry is always the whole spices first. And that's it. So we could get cooking, because that's all. I don't have anything else to say. And we can get to cooking. So we've made a big batch of rice already.
I forgot to ask for you. Where did you buy stuff in Dublin?
There's an Indian shop. There are two Indian shops right next door to each other in, do you know Richmond Street? Is it Richmond Street? Do you know where Portobello is? Portobello is where the Bleeding Horse is. Around the corner from that, there's two Indian shops there. Pardon? Yeah. There is.